What the hell we got here? Some kind of public access show or something?
DPS report!
I've been living fast, feeling really bad. Time really moves fast, but hurry up and get in your bag. I wear Dior, not a fad, ad. I know all these dudes is getting mad. My hand on the trigger, I'ma die with respect. Fucking with my money, you'll get dealt like that.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another installment of the TPS Awards Podcast. Can you please do more? Can you please do another chunk of the song?
I took too many pills. Counting up my bills. Molly in my cup, I can't tell you how I feel. Oh, last call. Oh, yeah, that's gnarly. Every day I be counting up. I don't know how it's supposed to go.
Yeah! Woo!
I think you nailed it. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another installment of the TPS Reports podcast. We're living really fast. Feeling really bad.
I've been living fast. Woo! Feeling really bad. Time really moves fast.
But hurry up, get in your back. Get in your back.
Hell yeah, dude. Starting the day off right with a heavy dose of juice. World in my world.
We watched the Juice WRLD documentary.
Just watched it.
It's been out for 2 years, but yeah, we just watched it.
Two minutes ago.
Just ended and the podcast started.
It's been out for 2 years?
I think so. It's not a new thing. I think about 2 years.
When did he die?
Well, like, this is not a good documentary. We'll start there.
No, it's not.
It's been like on my list. There's a few rapper documentaries out where it's all rappers that I don't like know much about. And what I do know about them is like I don't really care for them, the music and all this.
Right.
XXX, Tentacion. He has a documentary somewhere that I was like, I'll watch that one day because I'm just kind of, I want to challenge my perspective, which is just like trash. But they're like worldwide phenomena.
Commendably go into this like, Let me try and get a new perspective on this guy.
Yeah. Well, I have a little bit of one. I think you might be
a new one
at watching it. But, well, like yeah, like
the
I learned
kind
a little
of perspective
bit.
Would that documentary have given you?
It's just I didn't know that not all of his songs, but that he freestyles his biggest hits.
Listen to 3 seconds of one of them and then tell me that's really a shocking revelation.
I don't like these songs, but I still think it's like
blatantly freestyled.
There is something to it where you can just come up with ginormous hits. Look in the fucking mirror. We try so hard to make good songs and nobody, and I mean nobody cares. Excluding the fine listener of this show.
I don't know if it's a
the whole world is singing along to his shit, and it's like
a statement on the stupidity of the masses.
I think it's both. I do think there is skill in like pulling something out of your fucking ass that hits, and then doing it like 9 times in a row. I think that's like there's something that it's not everybody. I know a lot of people who are good at freestyling. The whole world isn't fucking singing along in stadiums to the shit. So I don't know how it happened, but I don't like these songs.
He's not even like good at freestyle. He's decent.
He's better than us.
He's a
it.
Decent.
You have to give him one flower, and it's that he can freestyle.
He could.
And you can't.
Could.
I'm taking a flower
he
out of your
can't
bouquet.
Can't anymore.
Yeah, and that too.
And
was
it was.
Like,
and it was merely decent. And it was very slow paced. And it was rhyming bitch with shit.
Yeah.
And dick.
I guess here.
Ooh.
Here's an example of Juice WRLD freestyling for a second. It's all vibes. Yeah. It's very vibey.
Prerequisite number one, be completely zonked out of your mind.
Zonked,
have
check.
No idea where you are, check. By proxy, have no idea what you're talking about, check. Did he just rhyme tumbling with stumbling?
Like, what a plunge at. I'm excited. Cause now I could throw a party and all the people that hated on me won't be invited.
Mind blown.
True religion on me like the Buddha.
Hell yeah!
Style, I'm enlightened.
Yeah!
I remember up in kindergarten, the teacher told me.
Alright, hold on, stop. Slow as all shit. This isn't even a beat. This is like a miracle tone to do yoga to. It's not a beat.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you can do that.
I'm sitting in this room surrounded by nothingness. All these kids coming up and shit, but they just bluffing, bitch.
I could do this. Yes, I could do this.
Everyone we can should do this.
Let's try a next album like this. And that's another thing is like they keep popping up the stats.
So that's all that they document about this kid's career. There's no documentation of anything. It's just like footage of him getting fucked up.
Let's step back because this. Why I said it's not a good documentary. It's like I wanted it to be. I wanted it to like warp my perspective a little more. There's no voice. There's no narrative.
There's no narrative.
It's clearly just like stock like tour footage that they had of all of his shows on his tour.
They interview
and some stuff on the tour bus, and then at the end, like they tacked on more because he died at a super young age. So they're like, well, now we have an ending. We can edit this. HBO's like, we could edit this.
They have a handful of interviews with the lowest common denominator that are just at the front and the end.
Yeah, yeah.
A bunch of his friends who are saying nothing.
Yeah, it's a tough watch when the whole thing is like, what, like you said before we started, you were like, it's like watching one of our old TPS reports. It's just loose footage of him playing to sold out.
If you're a fan,
crowds.
It's cool, I guess.
Yeah.
It's behind the scenes footy. That's about it.
But there is something to like
be behind the scenes footy of Juice WRLD.
I think it's also being surrounded with like with producers, not just other people that are talented on the boards and whatever.
Right.
Because Benny Blanco at the beginning is like he came in and he laid down a whole song over this beat, and then when it was done, he's like, play it again, and then he did a whole nother song, and he kept calling it a song, but clearly he's just freestyle rambling like that.
Yeah.
And then he's like, and then he did it a third time, and he was like, just find the best part and make it a
song.
So
he doesn't care. So he has no vision and he doesn't give a shit.
Right. But still, they did that. They found the hit in it, and it's like billions, literally billions. Literal billions of streams and plays and stuff,
which
like,
is all right, the
somebody made it work, which is impressive.
Right, it's all the documentary has to say about him and his legacy.
Yeah,
is they'll show him coming up with a song, and then in the bottom show the title of the song and how many streams it got.
Yeah.
Streams are not sales; sales beat streams.
He made money. He definitely got paid off of these songs.
That's not my point. Streams are not sales. Streams are fickle, and people who don't like your music will stream it.
Stop, though. Dude, they showed the footage. Everybody is singing the words. They heard the songs.
How many of them bought the album, though? That's more important than how many of them streamed it.
Well, when that many people are streaming it, he's still a millionaire.
Streams are fickle. It's like Cole Bennett at the end is like, at the end of all of our lifetimes, people will still be listening to Juice WRLD every day. There won't be a second that goes by where someone's not listening to Juice WRLD. It's like, the fact that how many?
You sure about that?
Are you sure about that?
Sure about that?
Did he sell any?
But it yes. First of all, the yes. He did. Here, look it up. Juice WRLD album sales. I guarantee it's through the roof. So I don't know what point you're making here. The people have spoken. They liked the songs. I don't get it. I don't think they're like. That's the thing though. It's like
the point I'm making is pretty simple. Sales are much more valuable than streams.
He's a rap artist, but like I wouldn't have been able to call it off of all the songs I saw in the documentary. Like I don't know what you call that, but it's like. It's like Fall Out Boy. It's like Taking Back Sunday. It's like all of these, like, the things that are trendy when you're a teenager, which he was, you know? I think it influences, quote, rappers' music so much more, where it, to me, doesn't sound like freestyling to me. It doesn't sound like rapping to me. It's not bars. I just, we have something, we're from a different era. This dude's half my age, or he was, you know?
Right,
when the footage was shot.
So the little freestyle that you played, that the documentary opens up with, it's like it's immediately followed by some dude being interviewed who like pretends as though this kid came up with the concept of rhyming words without writing them down.
I know he's like a...
Like he invented freestyling or something. He's like, no one ever could have just rhymed things and told a story. He was one of a kind. It's like millions of guys can do that.
Yeah, a lot
have
of people
done that.
And better, I would say,
and
too.
Lots of them have done it better.
Yeah, and none of their music did as well as his.
Minus
so
the world.
It's interesting.
Little rapper named Juice from Chicago, Illinois did it 1,000 times better and still does.
So yeah, here's actually another little snippet of him doing the song.
The guy's like, so much emotion. Where? He's falling asleep half the time. He's on fucking 20 Percocets.
Yeah, it would have been.
He expresses zero emotions.
The thing is, I think that this could have been a meaty, good documentary if it had some real voices behind it and they dove further into like the problems that this kid had. He's an addict. You know, if you don't like his music, that's fine. But like, he's also like, he has a problem that he didn't like have enough time to get help with before his problem killed him.
And it's never addressed without cop out terms like he was just fighting his demons.
So the whole documentary,
he had so much pain that he was hiding from what? From what? Expound.
Right. We want to know more.
Ask him why he's taking 20 Percocets a day.
There is no information about his childhood. And he's only still 19, 20. So it's like, well, yeah, what was his parental structure like? His siblings? There's none of that. You don't like learn about the potential traumas in his upbringing that influenced his art or his substance abuse issues. There's none of it. It's just footage of him. So it is a very slop together thing that I feel like could have been, or at least I was looking for more
insight.
Introspective. Yeah.
Like, one shred of insight. So I got none.
Here's the clip of him. He's like freestyling, coming up with that fast song that you just
did. Hey, Max. I'm going to play it one more time and then pull up another beat. I've been living fast, 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 fast.
First of all, that sounds exactly like Taking Back Sunday. Like, exactly like it.
Oh, you mean?
Hold
like,
on.
Like this?
Okay, pause. Pause.
Hey, Max. I'm gonna play it one more time and then pull up another beat. I've been living fast, 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 fast. Feeling really bad, bad, bad.
I don't know what's what. Anyways.
Time really moves fast, 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 fast. Better hurry up and get in your bag, 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 bag.
Better hurry up and get in your bag, bag, bag.
I know why these niggas get mad. Hey, my hand on my trigger, I'ma die for respect, yeah. Fuck with my money, you get dealt like that, yeah. I took too many pills, counting up the bills.
Streams, 350 million plus.
I could not imagine, like, spitballing that in a session and not being like, nah, that's
nah,
bad.
Never nah. mind. Can you actually delete the clip you're shooting on the camera?
Nah.
I don't want anyone to see
that's
this.
Bad.
Ever. But that's the thing, is we don't know what sells. It's obvious. We're not selling shit. You want to talk about not selling albums? Me and you, buddy.
Right, but nobody's claiming, especially not me, that at the end of our lifetime, people are still going to be listening to my music because that's how impactful I was on the world and my generation.
It's just so weird to me that like this does
sold
turn
albums.
Into a fucking like
he absolutely sold albums,
ginormous hit. Because yeah, I can't help but hear it and just be like, so.
It's hard to find out the information though because I don't know. If like where the differential on these sites is between streams and sales, they accumulate a certain amount of streams as a certain amount of sales. That's not a sale though.
Yeah.
How many kids went to a store and bought a physical copy
I feel
of
like
his
information
album?
Information we could have found. No.
Physical album sales. It's really hard to.
But that's
to
not.
Find.
It doesn't matter.
Like
nobody
Drake
cares anymore.
Sells thousands. On like when he releases an album, only like thousands get actually
but it's still
sold
like a lot
physical copies
in today's terms. And streams are
yeah, but
more
in like the 60s
of
terms,
a benchmark.
It's jack shit.
But it's not the 60s, dude. It's not. It's
yeah, but there's a reason we're listening to artists from the 60s today, and we're questionable about whether or not.
And when you listen to them, and
now,
when you listen
to
them, you're
to
streaming
artists.
Them. You didn't buy the album either.
I bought the album. I bought all of the Beatles albums when I was a kid.
When you were a kid. I'm talking about
I already have them.
When's the last time you bought an album? When's the last time you bought an album? I want to hear the Rolling Stones, so I'm going to go buy their album and support it. It's like, no one lives like that, so we can't
act like
that.
We go to record stores every time we're on the road. We buy a couple records to bring home.
Yeah, and I buy Cardi B for my girlfriend.
Count Basie. I bought the Count Basie trio.
Yeah, anyways. You don't listen to it. You just buy it because you're a hipster doofus.
I listen to it. I told you when I recommended it months ago that I start every morning with side B of Count Basie trios for the first time.
So yeah, and so I don't care how brilliant you are as a freestyler. I'm not saying he is, but he's better than me.
Where's Juice's documentary? Where's a documentary on Idea?
I've spent time with guys who freestyle like nonstop, and it's so annoying.
It's the worst thing ever.
Being in this guy's entourage, I don't know how people can like tolerate it because there's people like. I've been impressed by people around me. I'm not trying to like name names necessarily, but it's like a tightrope walk where it's like, I like this guy and I'm really impressed that he's like, he can just keep freestyling.
Right.
And it's just, it's actually pretty good.
Hour
Meanwhile,
later.
I'm like, shut up.
Shh. Shut the fuck up.
It's like they don't stop.
We get it.
And I think it's also just part of that, like, you know, he has ADD, or he said it anyway. He's like, he's got shit going on. He's wired differently than me. I'm not the guy who just can keep thinking of a revolving door of rhyming concepts because I'm just so about it. Like, I'm just so in the fucking zone. It's a vibe. It's chill. I'm not like that. So when I do see somebody who can do it well, I'm like, I do tip the cap, but at the same time, I'm like, all right, you know, are you going to do this all afternoon? Every day, the people on his tour bus, his girlfriend, his, the engineers, the tour mates and stuff. It's like,
yes, they love it.
Do they get sick of that?
No, because without it, they're not on a tour bus. They're not on a private jet.
I guess.
All this documentary was bored crackheads with way too much money surrounded by yes men. It's just footage of that.
Hey, here's something I did. Check this out. I did. I was inspired to an extent by watching this to where I paused it and stopped watching it last night and came in here in the office and started working on a thing that I was thinking about all day that I like. That I wrote and I tried to record it and I didn't like how I was spitting it. And right. I was like, I don't really have time to go back to it. And there I am sitting watching the Juice WRLD documentary and they're talking like, he recorded 10 songs last night and he's got 6 more tonight. And it's like, yeah, I get it.
Because he farted out songs.
But either way.
And they're as good as farts. I mean that in the most literal sense.
But meanwhile, I took the note. I was just like, well, I'm not going to get anywhere where I think. I'm not trying to be Juice WRLD, by the way. But also, sitting here getting drunk watching the Juice WRLD documentary is not how I'm going to get where I want to be in life.
It's upsetting.
How about I pause this and I go work on it? Then I came in here for like 45 minutes, half drunk, did some takes. Haven't even listened to them yet. But I was like, you know, here's the inspiration. Here's the perspective I'm going to take from this. It's like, I'm wasting my time.
Right.
You know?
I don't know. I saw this thing. You see these like these dudes on social media who have all the answers. He's some producer you never heard
everybody?
Of.
Oh, everybody? Oh, you mean everybody on social media?
But this like concept of you should be making like 5 songs a day. You know, you should, if you're a hungry artist who's up and coming, there shouldn't be a day goes by where you don't make 5. So it's like I should make fucking 900 songs a year.
Everybody's
so if
different.
I don't pop off by 2 years from now, I should have 1,800 songs. And like, no, I don't think that's how this works.
No,
that's quantity over quality.
I've watched some videos where it's like, here's what you got to do. I think I talked about this months ago, but I watched a video where a guy was telling artists how to conceptualize songs, and he was saying, don't start with like just a song conceptualization. Like, look at Instagram and I was hoping you wouldn't catch that. He was just like, look at
slow
videos
down
on TikTok. Watch what people are receiving, how they like taking content. So if you notice like these sketch videos doing well or something, write a song that plays into the sketch. So you think of the promotion before you think of the concept.
Right.
And I was like, no, that's not how
or
I ever choose to
stick
approach
a gun
my music.
In your mouth and pull the trigger. I hate this world.
So yeah, that song sounded exactly like Taking Back Sunday. I know we didn't like... Here, play it again. I'll play Juice's part.
I want to hear more of the Taking Back Sunday one.
I mean, that's the classic.
Whoa! Exactly what you're doing! I was not expecting that.
Wait, you never heard this when you were 17?
I don't remember hearing it. Look, I lived in this time.
Whoa.
It just got way louder.
Your phone's busted. We've already covered this. The volume goes all bluey on us.
No, I may have lived through this era, but I refused to listen to this dog shit back then.
I feel like it was unavoidable, though, when we were in that world of just trying to like hang with cute girls.
Yeah.
You get in their car
Amy's
and go
basement.
Out for smoothies with them, and it's like, this was what was on. I don't know what you were listening to.
If you want
to
make out in Amy's basement, it's got to be to Taking Back Sunday.
But yeah, this is really, it sounds, a lot of quote rap music sounds more like this song. To leave this on, by the way, I want to highlight a part later.
Uh-huh.
But it sounds like that. And there's a point in this, by the way, did you catch the part Juice WRLD and his girl are talking about how they met in law school?
I did not.
Both of them, not just him. I was like, really? So he would like you hear about like Greg Giraldo.
Yes.
He's like a kind of, he's an addict and he's a comedian. And it's like, well, what? He like was a lawyer before that?
He went to Harvard.
Exactly.
I think he graduated from Harvard.
So exactly. And Juice WRLD is in law school where he meets that other, you know, rogue scholar, his chick.
Yeah.
The ultimate enabler. That's a thing, is because there's no focus to the movie. So you're just watching a bunch of footage of a lot of people like enabling a pillhead. Nobody
right.
like.
I told you went to walk your dog at 1 second.
And oh, this part.
You got your gun.
This sounds like every rap song now. It's MGK. This is the new MGK.
So you went to go walk the dog, and he was, again, they're like showing him come up with a song, and they show the title in the bottom and how many streams it got. It's all a song about how when I die, if I die, my mom won't forgive me. If I die, my girlfriend won't forgive me. And afterward, he's trying to express just the basic sentiment of, you know, some people want to get sober so that they can be around for their family, so that they can be around to watch their kids grow up, yada, yada, yada. It takes him like 8 minutes to, in sputtering out sentence fragments, to even make that half of that point. And then his yes man buddies all around him are just like, bro, it's going over their heads. They can't even guess. Shit is so real, bro.
When I suggested that we watch like a rap doc just for something to talk about, I wasn't trying to like make you full of rage.
I knew the outcome.
I didn't. I was just like, I literally approached rage. It like, I want to learn about these rappers that I don't know much about, that I've always just went like, whatever. I don't think he's that good.
Right.
You know, it didn't make me think he was terrific, but I was looking for that. And then as soon as you showed up and you were just like, we watched the end together, and you were just like talking to the TV. Oh, yeah, yeah, brilliant. Guy's brilliant. I was like, oh, shit, he's going to be mad, dude.
No, it's fun. But yeah,
it's a vibe. It's chill.
He's like trying to explain this, the most basic of all concepts of like, maybe I should stop taking 20 Percocets a day so I don't die, and then my girlfriend won't be upset that I'm gone. The very next scene is his girlfriend crushing up pills and then handing him the crushed up pills and a dollar bill to snort them with.
Yeah. There's a lot of...
It's just enabler after enabler.
There's footage. You could see him nodding off. His eyes are glued shut in some of these. He's on like television and radio interviews. And there's the lady like, so this album is a more personal, in-depth look at your history. Do you cover on some traumatic subject matter of the past? And how does that affect your music now? And he goes... His eyes are shut, and he's just like, oh, yeah, you know, we touched on that. Like,
I'm sad. So, you know,
it's like, dude, you're on television.
Because of the pain. I got
to
be like,
the radio hosts were lapping his balls, too. They're like, tell us the last time you slept. It's like, he's been up since when? Since when? He's like,
he's sleeping right now.
4 days. Yeah, he's like, I saved it for your interview. I wanted to show up to work asleep. Yeah,
not at one point does anyone making the film ask him, or like, maybe... advise him to stop taking pills, maybe ask him why he takes so many pills.
That's what I'm saying,
what
no.
exactly is he running
they were
away
clearly
from?
Just shooting tour footage.
They no,
there wasn't a
it?
Documentarian like trying to get information out of him. They just put this stuff together post I guess humus posthumous.
Yes.
Yeah, they were like, well, now we have to make this documentary because this you know, respectable artist in the industry, whether you like him or not, it's like, he died at, what, 21 or something? He was a kid.
And then
we have all this footage.
When he dies on the tarmac at Chicago Midway Airport, it's the cops' fault because they didn't respond to it quick enough. They were too busy dealing with the 70 pounds of marijuana that was being flown in on his private jet. And then all of his friends are just like, fucking cops didn't act fast enough.
Fuck yeah,
it's their fault that they didn't act fast enough, not his, that he drank an ounce of lean and took 20 Percocets.
Meanwhile, I'm sweating bullets at the airport because I have a gram of weed in my camera bag, and I'm just like, I don't know if you can fly with this stuff, man.
Yeah, I'll spoil the next 2 minutes of the film as him just eating more drugs.
It's so funny because drugs moved him towards music. He says in this footage, he's like, I was studying to be a lawyer, you know, Gucci briefcase, Dahmer files, you know the vibes. But one day I smoked PCP and decided I wanted to be a rapper instead.
Right.
Like, that's what he said. It's like, God, he makes it sound so easy. That's what we should have did.
According to my brief research on the internet, he did not go to law school.
All right. Well, I don't know where he met his girl then, because that was the story. Maybe they were both just high as kites in the footage. Like, we met at Harvard, I think. We met in outer space. Anyways, Juice WRLD documentary.
This article describes it as telling a facetious story that he and his girlfriend met at law school.
I think I got that in my foot, dude. Planters facetious.
I don't think he was being serious. I think he was joking at how obviously dumb they both are. They obviously both did not go to law school.
For real, though, I think I have planters fasciitis. I haven't been able to walk good for the last 3 days.
From peanuts? From eating too many peanuts?
Yeah, dude.
you need a cane like the planter, the peanut guy?
Yeah, dude. I got planter's fat shit-itis. I ate too many. No, I was just running. I'm a jogger. I've been hitting the cardio, trying to keep my belly in shape.
Right.
But I've been running for years, and I've always been pretty good with it. Sometimes I need to stretch more and whatever. But like, dude, it didn't happen while I was running either.
A good runner's high.
I don't. But
you don't need to pop Percocets.
I hate a case of fat shit-itis. So I'm always hitting the treadmill. And I was just like making dinner the other night, and I just took a step and shooting pain through my heel. I didn't know what the fuck it was.
Man, you're old and gay.
I know. But yeah, I was looking it up. I think that's what it is.
I think Planters it's homosexuality fasciitis. Surging through your body.
I'm gay!
All I can tell you, sir, is that
gay! That's it. There's more like emo rap that came out this week.
Huh?
If you weren't aware. Although, we're recording this a week in advance. It came out last week.
Yeah, by the way, this is the last podcast for a couple of weeks. We both have some personal things going on out of town. You're going to be out of town. I'm going to be out of town. This whole damn courtroom's out of town.
Right.
So,
you can't handle the out of town.
For those of you who never signed up on the Patreon, it's like we're not even taking any time off. If you want to sign up for a month, there's like 20 weeks worth of
exactly
of episodes if you want to catch up in the meantime. But we will be back shortly.
Yeah.
And I should have mentioned this earlier, but this is a pre-record. And Junkyard Samurai 2 is out now. Go stream it. The Palmer Squares and Prob Cause, Drew Mantia. The follow-up album, which has been basically done since before the pandemic.
Right. Since it's Juice World out. Was alive still. Yeah, but stream
Junkyard
it.
Junkyard
2. Don't buy it. Just stream it.
I mean, I don't even think we have an option for them to buy it. That's on us. How do they buy it?
It could be coming.
There's no physicals.
Down the road.
It's not on our Bandcamp, I don't think.
In future time.
No one. And I mean,
nobody
is buying this.
Have you heard the new Lil Uzi Vert tape?
No, he dropped it on the same day as my Legends song, so it took all the fucking thunder from my release.
Right? Check this
also,
out.
Juice WRLD has a song called Legends doing much better than mine. They showed the stream count on the screen.
No way.
Screen count.
You don't say. Yours doesn't have a billion streams?
No.
No.
I was trying to get it up to 1K.
Check this out.
System of a Down?
You're going to love this.
So, wait.
No, it's just like Taking Back Sunday and Juice WRLD. It just sounds like it.
No way. This is Uzi?
Yes. Listen to this note. It's just like the Taking Back Sunday clip you played.
He's just crying. Stop whining.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Whoa! But this literally is just... Is this a mixtape?
Yeah.
This is just a fucking Toxicity or whatever.
It's called the Pink Tape.
It's our Chop Suey, rather. So are any of the beats originally produced?
Oh, what?
You cut it off right before the wake-up?
I accidentally hit a different song.
You chose the wake-up makeup part to cut it off?
At the worst part to cut it off.
Term, can I talk to you outside?
All right, here we go.
Give it to me, baby! Planner speciality sessions. Who is here for this?
Why are the lyrics so buried?
It's a cover. It's just it's another song. It's a hit from 20 years ago. We just talked about this with...
It's okay. You can
cover... Malene's gone cold. I'm wondering why.
Well, no. He's actually just doing Chop Suey.
Exactly. They were just doing Dido.
No. They were making it their own song.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, how does this... Besides giving all of the royalties to System of a Down, how is this your release? How is it a cover album release? And they're like,
Matt.
By the way, it said Lil Uzi's
there's
number 26 one on
six songs on this tape.
It said it was the number one rap album on Billboard, or the number one album on Billboard is finally a rap album because I guess there haven't been any all year.
Oh yeah,
where's the raps?
Right here.
This is a rock band.
My. Gotta be
it's
raps
wild.
On here,
it's wild.
Dude.
Yeah.
A lot of yas.
Yeah.
A lot of a's.
How many yas do you think there are on this fucking album? I'm gonna say at least 100.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. They're rapping on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, not yet.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
They're it's really trying to meet chill. Your yas standard.
I
here.
Told you. It's this whole. Thing.
These guys really don't like rapping.
No. It's like, do you hate rapping?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, I'll drag it.
Let's
just quit.
The biggest style in the fucking music world right now is vibes. It's just vibes. They're just saying nothing, conveying nothing.
No, but he might fuck around and vibes. Take your daughter.
Yeah, yeah, whoa, yeah, yeah. Sounds like the Three Stooges. Yeah, 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 yeah. We're the Stooges.
I'm the chucklehead.
Fuck.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah,
yeah.
He gets on the laying down on stage, running in a circle. All right, what else is going on?
What else is happening in the world?
You know what else is happening in the world? Melina just texted me that there's an Ink Masters tattoo convention coming to town this weekend.
Fuck.
It's not a good weekend for me.
No.
Otherwise, you know, kind of heartbroken about it.
Right.
God damn it. I don't know. I can't be affording tattoos anyways. I want to be out here looking like MGK, dude. Fucking Pink Floyd brick wall with an anarchy sign across my belly.
Why isn't it a good weekend, though? You don't go out of town until next week.
Why isn't it a good weekend? I still think I'm visiting my mom this week. Yeah, maybe I'll go get tatted.
Yeah, blow her off a tattoo, bro.
Maybe
yeah,
I
go
should.
Get some fucking mutton chops tattooed on your head.
Like tribal
Christian's
mutton chops?
Dumb ass fucking face.
Damn. Yeah, we do have to.
I am not team Christian.
Keep them. Your team clean. I know.
Team clean one all the fucking way.
Clean one.
Clean rock one. Same thing.
Guys, ROCK.
Oh, the rock is silent.
Tropidelic is also in town tonight. This fine night, 2 weeks ago for the listener.
We're about to go rock a stage.
Thank God, because we don't have a single stage rocking opportunity all month.
It's really wild.
So yeah, Trop hit us up and they're like, hey, we're in Chicago.
Please let me rock your stage.
You guys want to pop out and do the song?
For God's sakes, let the boy rock your stage.
Sorry, we need to finish the Juice WRLD doc and get a fucking podcast in. Yeah, I don't know. Did you say you had an obit? Or wait, we do have a package here.
What are we doing first, the obit or the package?
We have a irrelevant, at this point, obit, and open the package.
Okay.
Let's open the package. I'll poe up in the meantime. You open that.
You poe, I'll ope.
Got it.
Slice.
I've been living fast, 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 fast.
I have a idea of what is in this package here. It's for you and me.
I got a package for you.
Let me guess. It's not my wheels and trucks, Miles. The gush.
Happy birthday, says the package in here. I think they just put this in a generic package.
It's a month early. Is it your birthday in about a month? 6 weeks or so?
Whoa.
What do we? Is that a Creepy Crawlers thing? Will you make spiders and you put them in the oven?
This is from a guy who goes by the name Derek. That's all I'll say.
Derek for real. That's all I'll say.
Hey, it's a bunch of weed.
Nuh-uh.
Derek for real.
Is it 70 pounds or whatever?
Pee Wee Herman sent us a bunch of 70 pounds of weed.
For real, though? Somebody just sent us weed?
Yeah.
Let's go.
You remember Derek.
For real? Which Derek? I mean, I've met a couple of Derek's in my day.
Colorado.
Oh, Colorado Derek.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure.
We put him on the list, one of the shows.
Is he the guy who sent us the weed?
Yes.
Got it.
He has sent us
not
weed.
Not this one. It's a history. We have a tradition with Derek.
Okay, so first thing out
we're
of the package.
We're such pussies. We didn't want to fly home with the little bit of weed because we're not Juice WRLDs. So we were like, Derek, will you take all the risk?
It wasn't a little bit.
And mail it to us? It I mean, it wasn't 70 bit. Pounds.
It wasn't 70 pounds. We
I
are pussies.
I don't even think it was 7 grams.
Dorks. Okay, so we each get... One
what a vape
vapey thing.
That's another thing too. While Juice WRLD is recording and all of this footage, he's like between lines. He's just like, I still see the shadows in my room.
Sucking.
Can't take back the love that you gave me. It's like I never do that. I might smoke, but it's not like between bars. You know, I might record for a half hour and then be like, you know what? I might take a hit and see how that affects my recording. It's just like every breath in between.
Cause you's a bitch, bro. Yeah. All right, let's try it out.
I never saw him smoke a cigarette in that documentary. It's all digi. All right, let's hit it.
It's delicious.
This is the coolest thing ever, Derek.
It's very futuristic. It looks like an Apple product. Ever. It's just a sleek white stick.
Pause.
I guess that's all I can say about it.
What else, though? There's more than just these two things.
Stick form.
It's just some flowers.
Two bottles of lean. Check it out.
What is it?
Now, these are like elixirs that he makes. Like, this one is grape hash rosin syrup.
Oh, that's right. This dude gave us like...
yeah, that guy. Derek.
Yeah, that shit rocked me.
And strawberry hash rosin syrup. 20 milligrams per cap, 500 milligrams per bottle.
So I need literally like a dropper. I need three drops.
Right.
I don't fuck with 20 and up edibles anymore. That's like, I'm a 20 and under guy. Age of consent.
I really wish this was lean. All right, which one do you want?
I wouldn't mind trying some lean. They do make it look fun.
They do.
I like soda pop.
Strawberry or grape?
Are we trying one? Dude, I regretted hitting the digital thing.
Did you regret it or did you regret it?
Did you regret it? I don't want to drink this shit right now. We got to go perform for Lupe tonight. Own.
Which one do you want to have?
What were the flavors? Home? Probably grape.
Grape. Boom.
Grape
I wanted strawberry anyway. Strawberry everything all day.
Damn, is this like a company or is this an independent business here?
I think it's his own independent business.
Because it says Stellar Elixirs. So follow Derek and buy some of his yummy rosin syrup. Let's go.
All right. Next up, we got some dabs.
Hell yeah.
Dabs for you. Dabs for me.
Yeah!
And some gummies. 25 milligrams per piece, 250 milligrams per package.
Damn it.
Blue lime hash rosin gummies and strawberry hash rosin gummies.
I'm already sweating profusely from one hit off that thing.
Man, you're wild.
I got plantar fasciitis and I sweat at the thought of drugs.
Man.
It's a different time, dude. Sorry, I'm not 19 anymore. Another thing about Juice WRLD, half my age, twice the dad bod.
Oh, yeah.
He got
tits.
Some hanging titties. What's up with that?
They're like,
and when he has a shirt on, he looks kind of built. And then he takes the shirt off and it's like,
check out the bazooms on Juice WRLD.
Did you see his jugs? They were weird looking.
They're like torpedo tits.
Yeah. I bet his girlfriend suckles on those things real nice. Like
like a scholar.
The gerbil water bottle.
It's called a water bottle. All right. You want the grape or the blue lime? Gummies.
Damn, I should have taken the strawberry other thing so I could have the grape these.
Oh, you know, I got
give me
it wrong.
Give me the non-grapes then. Let's mix it up.
You get strawberry.
I want the has.
Whoa.
Okay. These are gummy.
And then a little weed. Got a little weed in here too.
Whew.
So.
Oh, damn it. Forgot to pop my can. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
All right, well, thank you, Derek.
Thank you so much, Derek.
Thank you, Derek.
Derek, thank you.
Oh, Derek. So nice to see you. Thanks for the weed, dude.
Yeah, appreciate it.
So
you are a gentleman.
Let's first of all, let's pull up for Juice WRLD, dude.
And a scholar.
He's not alive.
All right, yeah, fine.
Who else you got?
Who else do I got?
Or wait, you know what? We're going to make it all the way official.
Somebody died, now we're pouring one up in their memory.
Up in the false, 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 false.
We don't need no education.
Neither does Juice WRLD.
It is with heavy hearts we report the passing of David Gilmour.
Really?
Founder of Fiji Water.
I was going to say, why did we save this?
Different David Gilmour died. He founded Fiji Water.
The guy who marked up water the highest.
Right.
And the best. Made you think you were missing out unless you were drinking his expensive water.
Yeah, what a dickhead this guy.
He's like the Martin Shkreli of agua.
Fiji would for a time become the largest brand of imported water and is still one of the biggest in the world. In 2004, he sold the company, but continued to found businesses into the 2010s.
Yeah!
Notable quote, many people who have started up haven't prepared themselves with any absolutely... the word absolutely threw me off. Airtight. The word airtight is really what threw me off after absolutely. Many people
this
who
delivery
have
is not airtight.
Haven't prepared themselves with an absolutely airtight plan, leaving nothing to chance.
Ah?
I don't know why I read these notable quotes. They're not very notable.
No. Tible. Wait, so those are on the page?
Yeah.
That's what they lead with is a notable quote from the recently deceased.
Yeah, I use legacy.com. That's where I like to go to.
Well, I like when they just
my celebrity
they just tell you a little encapsulation of their career. Like when we read for Alan Arkin.
Oh, they do.
Second City.
They do that.
Stage director.
They do that also.
Gotcha.
He founded a hotel chain in Fiji in 1969, the first steps towards his most notable legacy. Also purchased a gold mine in Ontario, Canada. How do you purchase a gold mine?
Oh, that wasn't metaphorical?
No.
A mine with gold is what he bought?
Oh, he was raised by rich people.
Whoa. What's that like?
It's probably pretty cool. Developed a private resort, small airport, yada, yada, yada. I don't really care. I just meant to imply that David Gilmour died and catch you by surprise
you
and then
me,
be
dude.
Like, it's the Fiji guy. And
you got me. I should have seen this coming.
And we did it.
Fiji water. Do you ever buy it? Have you ever been that guy?
Absolutely.
Look, I probably bought it
it's
too.
It's not that expensive.
I guess you're right. Like when I buy water, a lot of times I'll buy smart water, and it's twice the water next to it, like
exactly.
The gas station water. So
Fiji's
what am I doing?
Probably the same.
God, that's why I'm broke.
Also, we said goodbye this past week to notorious rapper.
I want all the smoke like I'm smoking a bear.
Casino Jizzle.
For Shizzle.
Tell your whole buzzer open just like I opened my mail. Just bought a house and found out that my neighbor's nose is hell.
Let's
nobody
go.
Gave me a silver
I got that. I listened to it on the way here.
Yeah. Hands up. Hands up. 1, 2, 3. I know you
feel every sorry, a little too much Juice World doc this morning.
I like it.
I like this better than the Juice songs.
No, this guy rocks. I don't need nobody's help. Cook it up, Jeffrey Kitchen. Compliments to the chef. Who was Casino Jizzle, and what was his cause of death? Well, he was shot and killed in Memphis, Tennessee, on July 5th.
The fuck?
His government was Robert Tunstall. Casino Jizzle is one of the most streamed independent artists from Memphis with almost 10 million streams.
Nice.
Can't go anywhere without seeing somebody's stream numbers.
I mean, that's the benchmark now, dude. Just, like, stop living in the past.
No, I know.
It's all about streams. You know, that thing we die for.
That is very weird, though. It's like his entire obituary is just his stream numbers. And then he had over 67,000 followers on Instagram and more than 18,000 monthly listeners on Spotify. Done. That's it. That's your article. That's your legacy.
Oh, wait. So we have more than him.
Fuck yeah, we do.
So wait, if he's one of the highest streamed underground rappers in Memphis, what are we? I guess we're from Chicago. No, Memphis
losers.
Is a rap city.
Fucking dorks.
Right. My bad.
Casino Jizzle's apparent girlfriend, Brianna Holland, seemingly confirmed the rapper's death on social media with her heartbreaking messages on Facebook, writing in part, "I need some happiness again. This life done beat on me. Wish I could have went out with you. I'm hurting so bad my stomach in knots."
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah, I could have gone without that notable quote from his devastated girlfriend.
Well, here's a shot.
On Saturday, December 1st, 2019, Casino Jizzle previously survived a shooting outside of a Chuck E. Cheese in Cordova, Tennessee. Whew. Almost died at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, he died doing what he loved most, eating pepperoni pizza and grooming, I don't know.
He died doing what he loved most.
Let's just take the shot.
Licking arcade tickets so that they're heavier when the person at the toy thing weighs them.
Wait, what?
You never did that when you were a kid?
I don't remember the weight. It wasn't
so
ticket count?
It got to a point at some arcades where when you bring them your tickets, they just weigh them.
They're paper.
And what geniuses like me would do is you
shove them up his ass.
You stack it, you bunch it all up. Shove it in your mouth for a second. Get it all
geniuses
wet.
Geniuses like you.
Get it all wet with saliva.
You would do this.
Yeah.
You would shove tickets in your mouth for
yeah.
the weight so you'd get a better prize at Chuck
Wait,
E. Cheese.
I'm sorry. You never licked your arcade tickets?
Hold on. I never heard of that.
You never heard of that?
No, I never heard of that, dude.
Sorry, I'm not a perfect person. I licked my tickets.
Sorry, licked tickets.
Sorry, I'm not perfect.
Sorry, I'm not a perfect guy.
All right, cheers.
Sorry, I didn't die outside the Chuck E. Cheese in Cordova, Tennessee.
Yet.
Cheers.
Casino Jizzle Hardly Needy.
Okay. I grabbed a couple of fan questions on Patreon, so let's do one or two here and do the rest over on the second half.
You know what's crazy is like I knew that coming here we were going to be recording an episode that won't be out for a couple weeks, so we probably won't do an obit because we won't know who will have died, so on and so forth. So I'm like, remember we did this a few months ago,
yeah.
And just before we started recording, Jimmy Carter, it was reported that he's like on his deathbed.
Oh yeah, you were saying
he's going into hospice.
He'll be gone by next week.
We never took a shot for Jimmy Carter.
He's still alive, right?
Because he's still alive.
Yeah, that's why.
But you want to take a shot for the Carters, Jimmy and his wife.
Oh, I was
today,
say, the Lil Wayne albums.
Today, the 7th of July, 2023, are celebrating their 77th wedding anniversary.
Aww.
Let's do a shot on like on a positive note for once.
And that's the note you chose? Fucking loser.
Jimmy Carter's 77th wedding anniversary? That's not worthy of taking a shot?
I mean, I'll do it. Wait, where's your glass? Did I take that already?
You already took it.
Okay, well, here. In the meantime, let me hit this.
It's time for fan questions. It's time for fan questions. TPS report.
All right, let me find this podcast question. All right, this comes from Bridge Wilson on Patreon. It
Bridgie!
Says, when is Term going to release a country song slash album? Or should I say Buford Holiday?
I don't know.
It's been a while since we've seen Buford. Is he still a thing that lives inside your heart?
How did it go? How did I used to do that?
I know, he's still in there somewhere.
There you go.
Yeah!
Oh, it's been a while.
Do you ever have like an aspiration to record a country, anything?
It's like I do.
We know you love your country shit.
Right. I mean, I do, but like I haven't put any work into it.
Right.
I haven't put any effort into it at all.
Yeah. I think, I mean, we probably mentioned this before, but
I don't want to just do covers, but that's why like most country albums are covers.
For like 5 years now, I've had a country song conceptualized that we both agree is like, if you put it in, I don't know, who's a guy now?
Morgan Whalen.
Travis Tritt. If some country artist took the song idea that I had, I really think it could be something like...
1,000,000%.
I think it would be better than Paralyzed and all of our like most single worthy outside of the rapper box.
It would
box.
Get Juice WRLD numbers.
It is, but all I have is like the hook line, not even the... Sinker. Not even the whole hook. But yeah, there's something, and we've talked like all it would take, what if we co-wrote this song? We have to write the rest of it, but you could perform it.
For sure.
And it could be like a Buford Holiday or whatever, a Term country release. Like that song is as good as yours as long as we work together on it. And like dude, it would be like people would love it.
Of course.
You know the vibes, dude.
But it's
you
very
know that
like,
this song would be like a very catchy song.
It's very modern, like contemporary country, which is not the sound that I fancy.
Right. Like, yeah, I do picture like Garth Brooksy country.
Yeah.
You know. Anyways.
Who's that guy who's married to Gwen Stefani?
Like Keith
that,
Urban?
That guy.
No, that's Nicole Kidman.
Same
I don't know.
Same person.
No, I want to figure this out.
Blake
Sheldon. Griffin.
Is it Sheldon?
Yeah. And then here's one. Here's a question from Drew. It says, did you guys consciously develop your signatures? How did they end up looking like they do? For context, I have old shirts and stuff that are signed Term K and new shit signed only as Term. I know he changed his name, but did he consciously change the signature and drop the
well,
K?
If I change my name, why would I keep the signature? How it
but
used
also,
to be.
Did you change your name? It's like, you didn't change your name. You just developed this new preferential asterisk of like, I don't really go with the K no more. You're still Term K.
It's a great way of putting it.
You're still Term K.
I developed, what did you say?
I don't know. I was just freestyling, dude.
I still see the shadows in my room.
Yeah, no.
A preference. It's your preference is like, I'm just Term. I'm not Term K. And I'm like, hi, I'm Term K.
My old signatures on a lot of people's old t-shirts is very cringy to me.
Mine too, probably, but like...
It looks very childish.
I love my signature now, and it didn't always look this way. I did like practice it. Actually, our friend Chris, I know he has spooky language. We did these like little 11 by 17 cardboard poster things.
Yeah, I have a shitload of them in my apartment. Really? Nobody is ever going to need.
We should put them online for $5 or something. Anyways, I guess they're hard to ship.
Right. They're not worth $5
either. I remember we scribbled. We were both like practicing our signatures to like cover the back of one, and he has that like... in his possession somewhere, which I think I think he hit me up about wanting to get rid of it because he moved, and he's like, do you think, you know, somebody would want this?
I'm like,
dude, I think Ed or somebody would pay $500 for it.
Oh my God.
It's the one of one us practicing our signatures, and there's like 100 me and you sigs on the back. But I love mine now. It started as just the AC. The A was really just like the top of a star triangle without the bottom, you know, just like a up, right. Down. And then I swooped the C through it, so that like makes the A, the cross of the A.
Right.
And then I started signing U Mental on the tail of the C swipe.
It's really wonderful.
And yeah, like that's actually, I think I earned this.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, my signature kicks ass.
Mine took a while.
Yours sniffs gash.
I feel like I'm finally at a point where. It's not really gay looking. But yeah, for many years, people got autographs that are, to me, very gay looking.
You know what you do? Here's your signature. Here's term signature in a nutshell. The number 9 and then squiggly diddly diddle.
Or a
squiggly
doodly dee. Lowercase q, squiggle.
it's a very cursive-y, looks like a 9 q, and then just, it doesn't even say erm. It's just like
scribbly dibbly derp. I erm
it. Scribbly bibbly dibbly. I think it's a scribbly bibbly dibbly.
A lot of rappers, I think, just like all caps, just like write their name.
Yeah. You know, he's got a cool signature. His Will is Chillin'. Have you ever seen him sign something?
I know I have, but I don't know like what it is.
I don't even want to say like a tag, like graffiti, but he does a thing where it like makes a face, like the eyes, and Will is Chillin' or something. And then he like underlines it with a thing. I don't know. I haven't seen it in a while, but I thought it was cool.
Jarv.
Shout out, Will.
Jarv also has a cool.
Jarv's like, is straight up like a tag.
A tag.
It belongs on the side of freight trains.
And he puts it there too.
Yeah. What else? Here, let's do one more off the Patreon and then do the rest over there. All right, it says, out of the bands from last year's Everwild and Bad Fish and the upcoming Bad Fish, are there any artists you plan to make it a point to catch their set? Are there any of these artists that you would ever consider putting out a feature with? I think I butchered that, but we got it.
Right.
The Everwild and the Bad Fish and the rock reggae bands that we've been performing with. I definitely don't know of every act on the Fall Bad Fish lineup.
I don't know of any of them. I've never heard of one of these people's.
We know Danny T from Bad Fish. He's also performing. You know, he works with Greaves a lot. I've been seeing stuff pop up in my IG feed of them like working on tracks and softwares and stuff. Like they both seem like they know all of that digital production shit that we don't. You know, smart fellers.
Toby Raps.
Toby Raps gonna be there.
I know Toby Raps. I'm a fan of his. I'm going to try and catch his set for sure.
There may or may not already be a thing between the two of us.
Yes.
Collaboration in the works. And the Reese brothers are there. I know that. And they were at Everwild last year. They might have been 2 years ago. I think they were at the first Everwild. And they played on the stage we did prior to us. Because I remember seeing some of that.
Was that the first or the first that we played?
I think it was the first one we played.
Right.
Quasi Kings, I really don't know anything about those guys.
Nope.
Yeah, we got to do our homework, but I actually wouldn't mind. I think it's inevitable at this point that we do another feature or more features with these types of acts. We've been just like sharing stages with so many acts like Bad Fish and Trop, and
particularly
that crossover of genre, you know.
With last year's Everwild lineup, Little Stranger.
Oh yeah. That's definitely goals. Those guys are like, I feel like they're kind of buddies. I feel like they wouldn't mind that we
said
that.
Not even goals. It's like, it's waiting to happen.
Yeah, for sure. So I don't think they're on this lineup for Fall Bad Fish.
It's goals, but it's waiting to happen.
They're the Everwild homies. Yeah, those guys rule. That was like, that's probably like the last time we were on stage in Chicago is when they came through and we popped out. Anywho, well, we did it. Let's get over to the Patreon and keep it going. Alrighty. You know what? I did pour these shots that you asked for.
Oh,
for
hell
the,
yeah.
The positive note, Jimmy Carter shots.
Jimmy Carter's wedding anniversary.
Jimmy!
I love.
J- Jimmy!
I'd love to honor this.
Cheers.
Jimmy Carter, your wife, whatever her name is.
Mrs. Carter.
June Carter.
What's going on? Oh my God. Junkyard Samurai 2. Streaming now. Screaming now. Go check that out, please. You already know the vibes. We've been teasing it for literally years, so
Rosalind.
The time has come today. Huh?
Jimmy and Rosalind Carter.
Is that what Derek sent us? Rosalind?
I think we got a little Rosalind Carter in this box here.
What else? Oh, my God. Call us, 708-797-3079, or send us an email, tbswarspodcast@gmail.com. And like I said, we're taking a short hiatus to tend to some other things for the next couple of weeks. I'm sure we'll be back in early August with more pods. But in the meantime, go to Patreon. There's over 20 or 25 weeks worth of Patreon episodes there. And even if you want to be resourceful, you know, you don't feel like sticking around for months and months on end, like, hey, sign up now. Run all the fucking old episodes while we're off if you're that type of listener, and then cancel whenever you want. You know,
yeah, I think you can.
There are a lot of episodes up there, though, so
you can download all of them.
They'll bridge the gap for you guys if you haven't heard those yet.
$5, download all of them, quit.
Just go listen. Just go listen to our stuff. Quit. And yeah, for non-members, also, the first 10 minutes of every episode on Patreon is free to listen to. So go over there. And thepalmersquares.com/shop. Palmersquares.com/shop? It's all the same.
SpookyLanguage.com/shop.
Get yourself some shit.
ThePalmerSquares.com/shop. Yeah, get yourself some shit.
You won't be able to buy our new album there, but...
If you become a patron, you can get yourself some shit on our website, some merchandise.
Go on, get yourself some shit.
With a patron discount. Right now, we got some Dumb and Dumber t-shirts. We got the beanies. We got the snapbacks. Yeah! We got the Spooky Language shirts. We got the Boyish Mind shirts.
Any more brain busters?
If you could refrain from buying the Planet of the Shapes posters, they're really a pain in the ass.
Let us tell you what not to buy.
For me to dig up out of the thing, and most of them have like a crease in one corner or the other.
You know what? Fuck it. Buy a Planet of the Shapes poster. They're creased, but if you don't mind... Run up the numbers. Give Term a workout. Stuff in tubes,
please.
We need
the money.
BishopRecords.com. We do have Planet of the Shapes vinyl albums, double discs, still on stale. Stale.
They're getting
get
stale.
Get them before they're stale. They're on sale now. Follow me at Ecumenal on Spotify and Instagram as well, please. Palmer Squares P.O. Box. The Palmer Squares P.O. Box 47772. Chicago, Illinois, 60647. Miles, I'm waiting on those trucks. I'm looking at those sweet decks you sent me, but I got no trucks for them, so what's up, dude? What's up, dude? The shows we have right now, starting on August 24th, we have a show in Sandusky, Ohio, and then August 25th, a show with Wax Jarve and the Grilled Lincolns in Baltimore. I think tickets might be getting close to sell out. Just make sure you get those. That's going to be a good one. And then Badfish. Nelson Letches in Ohio, Garrettsville, Ohio, I believe. That's September 22nd. And then on Halloween, we start a 7-night run opening for Tropodelic, also with Sun Dried Vibes. That's going to be Halloween in Fort Walton Beach, Florida.
Hell yeah!
Jacksonville, Florida on November 1st.
Hell yeah!
DeLand, Florida on the 2nd.
Hell yeah!
Stuart, Florida on the 3rd.
Hell yeah!
Atlanta, Georgia on the 10th of November.
Hell yeah!
And then Murfreesboro, Tennessee on the 11th of November.
No. Hell yeah!
Get tickets now. I think all the tickets that are on sale are on our website, palmersquares.com/tour.
Yeah!
Oh, what else, you guys? I think that's about it.
What?
But besides that, follow the Smoochie Gang playlist on Spotify. I guess we'll end this week with something from our new release with Prob and Drew, Junkyard Samurai 2.
Junkyard Samurai!
The wait is over, you guys. You know, I know we shared a number of songs from the album already, kind of teasing it throughout the spring, but the rest of the album is out now. We're really glad this shit is finally out. We like a lot of these songs. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I like all the songs. I like all my work.
You know what?
I'm a good rapper.
The one we're going to play right now, in the vein of Juice WRLD, it's kind of just like farted out in the studio. You know? One of the very few... hooks that was conceptualized in a matter of minutes.
Well, pre-pandemic, we had this workflow with Prob and for the Junkyard songs where we would meet up in person somewhat regularly. Every few weeks we had these little sessions.
Right.
So actually now that the album is out, we can share that, like, sorry, but there's no The Heist Part 2. But we did start like a conceptualization for that. We had a beat, and I think Prob started a tag, and then I tagged that. And it was like, at a certain point, it just didn't, like, we weren't able to get together and do actually, like, we needed to brainstorm. We came up with the heist song, like, in person.
Right.
And we, like, sat around, like, all right, what if this is where the storyline goes, and then I'll say this. And then Term enters, you know, it's like we were writing a script almost, like, enter Term.
Right.
With these bars. And once we were able to not do that, and it was, like, prime lockdowns and all that COVID bullshit.
I think you mean once we were not able to do that.
That's what I meant.
Right. What did I say?
So yeah, we weren't able to get together anymore, and then The Heist 2 sort of died on the vine, but it was a goal, and hey, maybe we'll do a follow-up something in the future, but all the rest of the songs were a lot easier to, like, bring to completion while not being able to meet up in person anymore. It took me a minute to get all that out of my head. I don't know why that was so hard to say. But some of the songs were already done, and then some needed to be finished, and we, like, just couldn't meet up. It just was hard. It wasn't just COVID. Prob had a tour schedule and all sorts of stuff. So, yeah, the finish line just got harder and harder to reach. So it's all out now. No Heist 2. Sorry about that. But all the rest of the songs are timeless classics that Cole Bennett was quoted as saying, there will never be a second of any moment in the future where somebody is not singing along to one of these songs.
That's right.
He said it, not me.
Right.
Junkyard 2 out now, and this is OMG, the one that we farted out at Prob's place. Kill Whitey.
Kill Whitey.
Come over to Patreon. We got one more episode. And then sign up and get all the back catalog if you haven't heard those yet. We'll be back soon.
Oh my God, holy shit. Holy water, got the drip. On my block, on my dick. On the top, on the tip. Oh my God, holy shit. Holy water, got the drip. On the block, on my dick. On my dick, on the tip. Yeah. Only does it cause it sounds cool. You in trouble when the clown drools. Tell the heir to the throne to beware, cause I'm coming for the crown jewels. They don't need to follow rules, and basically it's all a ruse. They don't even call this music, praising Peter Paul and smoking Mary Jane. Claim to see it's all a joke, I'm very grateful. Full of shit, got a loaded clip and a loaded mechanical pencil. 10 toes, I'm pulling the bag with a 10 pole, I'm a dead man. Something's wrong with my right hand, I just write with my left hand.
I give sight to the blind man, I get hype on a death jam. I break bread with my brethren. They fought, resurrect them. Been to hell, but I'm still good. On a mission like Elwood. Swear to God, I need an exorcism, cause my head is spinning. Got the devil in me, I can't rest until it's gone. Yeah, my list of sins is long. Damn, listen to the song. Yeah, in Philly, it's a John. Yeah, no pistol getting drawn, but still, my cynicism strong. I'm a sore loser with a short fuse. An orphan born to make more music. Poor till I can afford to cruise. In the Kia Sportage or a Ford Fusion.
Oh my God, holy shit. Holy water, got the drip. On my block, on my dick. On the top, on the tip. Oh my God, holy shit. Holy water, got the drip. On the block, on my dick. On the top, on the tip. Hey, hey, even Adam how it started. Eat an apple in the garden. In a chapel in the moonlight. You might have to beg for pardon. Couldn't tell you what the book says. Wasn't happy till I took meds. How ironic that you pro-life, cause you zombies kinda look dead.
Oh my God!
OMG, TLC, how I'm known to creep. My whole regime finna roll their sleeves up and go to work. We don't go to sleep. Embolden people to do the same. Flow for G to go Super Saiyan. The potent weed smoking vocalist. Lo and behold, Jehovah lives. Okay, story time's over, kiss. Big man upstairs, he don't exist. See, God is everywhere and everything. So if I take a dump, that's a holy shit. See, I got the drip like a holy ship. It's going down, you could sink or swim. Might be the end, the Reaper Grim. They look at me and they think I'm him.
They blink and then it's all over. We been to hell and crossed over. Might sound funny to a younger man, but you'll understand when y'all older. Ay, that'll be the death of me. Ay, Lazarus of Bethany. Come through the soil, but the truth will spoil any happiness ahead of me. Oh my God, holy shit. Holy water, got the drip. On my block, on my dick. On the top, on the tip. Oh my God, holy shit. Holy water, got the drip. On the block, on my dick. On the top, on the tip. Ay.
Whoa!